Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. See your bank account, need an accountant.
Yo, 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 welcome back to the greatest show on earth, the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. I am your host, Xavier, sitting here with the wonderful D, as usual. D, what up?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm doing great. You know, great Friday, great day. But
Good day, as always.
But, you know, getting right into it, like I always like to do. But yeah, thank you for reminding me. Before we get right into it, I would like to advise all of our listeners, watchers, to please like, subscribe. What else we talking about? Leave a review. Leave a 5-star rating, share, all those things we greatly, greatly appreciate. And today we got a very special guest. This is an episode we've been working to get done for a minute, man. I met bro at my guy J Monopoly event last summer, and we've been locked in since. So I'm super happy to have him on the show.
I appreciate
y'all. Follow him on social media at Get to Millions. My guy D, welcome to the show, bro. What's good?
What's going on, man?
We see you living good, man. He bust down. He got the bust right. down by the screen, the chains. You see, I see you.
Something slight.
Right. But before we get right into it, do you mind just letting our listeners know like who you are for the people that may not be familiar with this? Could be their first time seeing or hearing you. You might just want like a little background on yourself.
Yeah, I'm D, Get to Millions, serial entrepreneur. I started in real estate from Chicago, Illinois. I reside in LA, Hollywood. Just started from the bottom, man. Just, you know, worked my way up with multiple streams of income, and it all stemmed from real estate.
And how you getting, you know, being from Chicago, I'm from Chicago too. So how did you get into real estate? What was that introduction?
Long story.
Yeah,
take us from the beginning.
I'm going to use about 5-10 minutes. Huh? But nah, some time ago, you know, I grew up in Chicago. Poverty, all you knew was right. The hustle, right?
Yep.
No matter what it was, scamming, selling drugs, mm-hmm. no matter what it is. You know what I mean?
That's Chicago.
Yeah. So Chicago. I took all that shit back to L.A. And, you know, I got caught up and, you know, got caught up in the wrong stuff, you know, did some Fed time. But in the Feds, you know, like, it's all like people that got money, like people that's ahead of the game.
They just got caught up in some stuff.
Yeah. Right. It's like, they got locked up for, like money stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, while I was in there, I was reading books. Think and Grow Rich, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Actually, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that kind of changed my life. Mm. That's when the light bulb came on, you know. So I'm in there, I'm networking. I'm like, what you do? What did you do? What you do? What you do? Okay, I'm going to take all of this and I'm gonna make it something positive, you know. And where you messed up, I'm going to go kill it the right way.
Right.
So, you know, it was this one dude in particular. He was in real estate heavy. I think he was like 100 M's in.
Damn.
And he was just like doing some with appraisals or something like that. And he was telling me all, we ain't had nothing but time in there. He telling me all the ways I can get in real estate. And he mentioned wholesale and real estate. I already knew about flipping. I had nothing. I knew nothing about wholesaling.
Right.
Like not using money, not having to use your money to get in. You know what I mean? So basically got up under him. I still didn't understand it. He was explaining it, taking his time. And shout out to him, man. I don't know where he at right now. We used to write, but we had lost touch. Mm-hmm. But he definitely changed my life. And while he's telling me this, I'm going back to my cell. I'm reading books. So it was like this one page in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It actually broke down the concept of wholesaling.
Mm.
Random as hell. I'm like,
this is a sign.
I'm like, this is a sign. What right. is this? Like, cause I'm walking through the whole job. I've got like hella notes. I'm like, I'm gonna do this when I get out. You know, legitly, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna see what that's about. I gotta get this money. Mm-hmm. You know, it's too much money out here, legitly.
Yeah, facts.
You know, so I read that line in the book. That's when I went hella hard. Got out. You know, I took off. I had nothing. I was sleeping on people's couch. I got kicked to the curb. I had an ex that kicked me to the curb. You know how it is when you ain't got nothing. When you come from the top to nothing,
mm-hmm.
people kind of treat you different without even realizing they're treating you different.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I'm like, damn, that's how it is. But they don't even know they're treating you like that, you know? Or maybe it's just your ego.
Yeah, that too.
You know?
That could be the case too.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
So from there, man, I really just locked in. I just put everything I had into wholesaling and real estate and knowledge, you know, getting beat up from different people, mentorship, them not teaching me shit,
mm-hmm.
and taking off from there, just going nuts, absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, you would. So I know you at the date, you done over 700 deals.
Yeah, about 700 wholesale deals, flip hotel deals.
And what year did you start?
I started in 2018.
How old were you?
I was 28.
Damn, that's crazy, bro. Yeah. That's crazy. So how you get to that point? Right, doing that many deals. Like, how did you get to that point?
So first, it started off kind of slow. I remember, it was for months at a like the first few months. I'm literally putting in all my money, like everything I had to get just going in general.
Right.
And then the water just started turning on and it started overflowing. You know, when you plant mm-hmm. that seed, like once there. You keep planting, you know, and keep watering it, like it's over.
It's over with.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Constantly invested in myself, more knowledge. Right. Like when I was closing deals and it was just up from there. I got a big mindset. I'm always thinking bigger.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now we got a big crazy ass team. I just moved into a big office, like 4,500 square feet.
Yeah. Congrats, that's big.
Literally just moved into there last week.
Mm.
Just furnished it. Got a pretty big in-house team. We just hired on a bunch of people, a pretty big house. We got like 50 people on the outside, like marketing for us. So it's damn. Crazy. Yeah, my shit is ridiculous right now.
So break down that first deal, though. Like, the first deal you did, like, you remember, how did that go?
It was hella frustrating. I think I only made, like, $2,200 or something like that. And then the one, I remember having them lined up right after that, though. It was, like, 2 weeks after, 15 days or something like that. And they was just lined up back to back. And I remember it was my birthday weekend coming up. And the whole time I'm thinking like, damn, I ain't had no money like this in a long ass time. I'm about to go bonkers with this first check. It was a 20 ball.
Ooh.
Boy,
I know you feel good. Well,
it's over with.
I went to Vegas. I flew everybody out.
No.
No.
We went absolutely crazy. I'm like, man, I got like 5 more deals after this. All 20 balls. Like, it's
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, you up.
You gotta get out your system.
Yeah, you, I feel like you gotta get it out your system. Yeah, you gotta get out your system. You start first making real good money, especially you doing it the right way, legitimately now.
Oh,
you gotta get that out your system. Like, let me go ball out a little bit.
Oh, what? Man. Mm. I came from all fast money, so.
Right.
It was just like, I had to get loose.
That's crazy, though. So, let's go ahead.
No, I got two quick questions for you. Did you, what market did you start in? Did you start in Chicago or were you in California?
I never started in Chicago or California. I always started flipping and wholesaling out of state. Mm. Sight unseen. Okay. I never seen a deal that I wholesaled.
You never seen it?
Never.
All this time.
Talk
about this. So how you start? Especially, like, you know, usually when people start wholesaling, they go driving for dollars wherever they at.
Yeah.
Not me.
So how do you start? No experience, and you in a whole nother city. State. You had connections out there or something?
No. I just took up advice from some of everybody, mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
And always paid the right people, you know.
Oh.
Like, when I pay a mentor, I study the fuck out of them. Like, and then I pay them. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so just to make sure it's the right person.
Yeah. And then on top of that, man, mentorships get you so far. Like you could pay somebody one time, and then you locked in with them for a lifetime.
Right, that's a relationship.
Yeah, because, uh-huh. I mean, I got like a good 5 mentees that they can call me anytime.
Anytime.
And I answer for them, and I'll do whatever for them. You know what I'm saying? Because I just mess with them like that. Because they rock with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense though.
So, blowing my mind.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. So, what market? What market did you like? What market did you start in?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma
changed.
What's that?
And that's the same response everybody else had. It was like, what the fuck, is Oklahoma?
I ain't never. No, real talk. I ain't never heard nobody.
Oklahoma changed my life
for real.
Yeah, I swear to God.
And you probably never been there.
Never been to Oklahoma. I did go to Oklahoma before when I was actually in the feds. That was the only time I actually been to Oklahoma, like being transferred facilities.
But you still ain't really getting to experience Oklahoma because you in the feds.
Nah, hell no. Nah. I never.
That's crazy. So at this point, on a monthly basis, how many deals you doing on average?
Bro, it's nutty right now. Like last week, we closed like, no, this week we closed like 90-some thousand. The week before this, last week, we closed like 60-some. Like,
well, y'all going crazy.
Next week, I think we got a 60-piece. And then the week after that, we got 140-piece. Like, we going absolutely bonk. We're literally doing, at this point, this year, I think we're doing over 350,000 a month consistently.
Oh, y'all going crazy for real.
Yeah.
So the person that's listening to this, they want to get into real estate. They want to be a wholesaler. Break it down. Like, what's the best piece of advice you can get them so they could fast track that process to just start? They ain't got to get to where you at, but just as fast, making money and becoming financially stable and independent.
I really don't want, you know me, bro. I'm from Chicago. I'm real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to say this because it sounds too cliche, but the fastest way to get to where you want to be is, I'm sure you heard this plenty of times, is getting a mentor.
Getting a mentor, yep.
That's it. It ain't
finding the right one.
That's locking in with somebody you relate to and then being able to read them. You know what I'm saying? And after that, like, that's the literally the quickest way you can get to where you want to go. Like, YouTube is cool. Like, I tell my mentees, like, I don't want to waste time with you on petty shit. Like, talking to you about petty shit, like,
you can reach out on YouTube.
Yeah, you can go to YouTube for that. Come to me for the hard shit. Like, we talking about the hard shit, like scaling up, hiring on people, training them, hiring the right people, putting them in the right seats. That's the type of shit I want to talk to you about. Shit that you can find on YouTube, don't waste my time. Yeah.
It makes sense. I see you want to say something, I'll see.
No, I want to ask you because it's like you've been like being in the feds and stuff like that. Like you've been in positions, you know, the average person may have ever been in experience. Yeah. And then I know mentally that can really take you there. The fact that you was in there like focused on locking in, bettering your life and coming out and doing what you did.
Yeah. Hey, it's funny though because everybody knew like don't play with him. But everybody knew I was locked in, though. They like, boy, he finna go crazy. They literally said that when I was in there.
They said,
like,
he finna go crazy.
You get yeah, they like, boy, he locked in. He finna go crazy when he get up. I literally got, and we still got a relationship to this day. A few dudes that I was in there with, they out now. They like, boy, you absolutely go, you going too crazy. Like, man. You did exactly mm-hmm. what you said you was going to do. Like, I'm literally in there reading Raw Report magazines. I'm going to get this car, that car, that car, that car. Came out, got them motherfuckers.
Y'all can't tell me nothing. That's
crazy.
But no, so it was like, nutty. What would you tell people, like, who in these situations, it may not be that or it is that, but, like, what would you tell them, like, as far as, like, meant to get their mental right and stay motivated to get to, you know, a better position?
Man, it's a bunch of stuff combined. You know, it's everybody could say just to lock in, and I feel like you really got to be pushed to that point to where you don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you mentally just like I feel like I was pushed to that point, like. Like, I was doing stuff that I was never used to, like sleeping on couches, other people's couches, and them treating me like I want shit.
Like you ain't nothing.
Yeah. Like, that's the point I was at to where I was mentally like, okay, I got to get some get back for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
You I see where you're going.
No, I see where you're going. Man, I want to talk. No, go ahead.
Yeah, I needed my get back for sure.
You got that.
Hey, I want to talk about branding, the personal branding, but before we go to that, we're going to go to our first sponsor real quick.
Are you looking for a simple way to increase your monthly income and jumpstart your journey to financial freedom? We've cracked the code to Amazon's multi-billion dollar marketplace, and we want to introduce this lucrative opportunity to you. It's called dropshipping, and it's one of the most lucrative ways to passively make money online. What's mind-blowing is that it requires zero inventory. Our DFY commerce team has created a turnkey system to bring our preferred clients a 6-to-7-figure passive income stream, and the beauty is, the process is simple. 1. We will build and launch your store on Amazon. 2. Our team researches, curates, and lists product for you. 3. We continually optimize your store to maximize profits. 4. Our team fulfills all of your orders and customer service inquiries. The potential is endless with DFY Commerce. We are strategically looking for serious clients who are equally excited and serious about growing their income portfolio and want you to get in touch with one of our DFY Commerce team members today. Schedule a free, no obligation consultation, which will include a detailed revenue projection.
So when did you start like branding yourself? What year?
2 years ago.
What the hell? Because you got how many followers you got on the gram?
Like 320,000 or something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
But it was at first it was just like I used to post all like fit pics, like clothes,
fly
shit
being
like
fly,
lifestyle.
Yeah,
lifestyle shit.
And then my homie was like, "Bro, you doing shit and you posting fly shit already. You might as well, you know, just." Put some shit on. I struggle with the content at first because when you dropping content, at first you got to find you.
That's
you
facts,
find your
man.
Lane.
That's
and I struggle with that shit.
Me
I'm
too.
Like, man, I don't want to be dropping content. First of all, I want to be authentic when I drop the content, and I want to be relatable. And I don't want to be something that I'm not. You know. I don't want to be a cornball online.
That's
you know
facts.
So
I relate to that.
Because a lot of people, they sell their soul for the cornball mm-hmm. shit. And I'm like, you ain't even have to do that. You know what I'm saying? You could just rock, be who you are. Mm-hmm. And maybe some of them just cornballs. You know?
No, but you're right, though. Because I know I went through that, too. Because it's easy. You see what's working for other people. You like, you're kind of innately, not even probably knowing, you molding yourself after you see what somebody else. And they ain't even you.
Yeah.
You like, and then you might not get the results. You'd be like, man, what the hell? Why this ain't working? Because you ain't being yourself.
Exactly.
Real.
That's what everything, branding, closing people on, if you're trying to close them on a sales deal. Like, if you just be as genuine as you are, like, you're going to get the deal or you're going to get the attention that you need.
Mm.
I tell my salespeople that all the time. Don't bring that fake shit in here. Don't bring it out here on the phone call. These sellers, they don't want to hear that. They ain't relating to that. If you come on the phone acting like you're trying to sell some shit, like you're trying to sell a vacuum, it's over with. Mm-hmm. They gonna go to the next person. They don't want to hear that shit.
What's the keys to becoming a good salesperson though?
I literally think just being you, just being you. Authentic. Like you hear me on a sales call, I'm literally sounding like this. I don't give a damn if you're an old white man, if you're what nationality you are, how old you are. It doesn't matter. Like I'm coming on there just like this, and they gonna relate to it. I'm gonna say some shit that's gonna make them relate.
Mm-hmm. You know, especially when you know you got the value, you know, like I could be me. I don't gotta act like somebody else because I know what I'm doing is valuable.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Crack a few jokes, mirror some pain. It's over with from there. Say the right things. You just gotta tread lightly, and you know you're in the game.
Oh, let me ask you this. So I know, like, I'm from Cleveland. Y'all from Chicago, and you know how that go. Like when you make it to a certain point of success, people back home, they treat you different. It's just different. Yeah. So I want to ask you, like, how has success changed your interactions with people? Like, what's your outlook on not, like, now, like, interacting with people and how you maneuver?
Honestly, right now at this point, like, I got a lot going on. I got a 7-month-old son. Like, he pushes me. Like, the mother to my son. Like, I think about them all the time.
Damn, it's been 7 months.
Yeah, it's been 7
that's
months.
Crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy, right? he old. He doing all types of shit now.
Like, he about to be one.
So my time is, like, I look at my time different, you know, mm-hmm. and then I'm literally operating. A lot of people that's, like, you know, that's in the game, they not, like, operating, like, shit. They don't got other shit going on. But, like, I still operate my company. Mm. So, like, I find, like, my time to be really valuable. So to go back to your question, I literally, and it's something that I got to watch myself on. Cause like when people come to me for advice and stuff like that, and I'm like, it's a no brainer, like come the fuck on. Like, but I feel sometimes I catch myself cause people still need that consoling. Cause that's what I needed at first when I started, you know, they need that, like, that push, mm-hmm. you know, they need that comment. Yeah. And that's something that I got to catch myself on doing, you know, mm-hmm. when somebody comes to me, like for a mentorship or something mm-hmm. like that, you know, so,
sympathizing with people.
Yeah. Sympathizing. Cause you don't know what people are going through. I was going through shit too.
Right.
When I was in it, you know,
let me ask you this. Cause I talk to a lot of people about like financial stability, financial independence. And as we know, most people struggle with it. Like they say, the average American got less than $1,000 in their bank account. So I want to ask you, you've been up, down, up again. Like, why do you think, your opinion, why are most people financially unstable? Give it to us real, give it to us raw.
How long? We can go on. We can. You mean by like holding on to money, you feel no, like I just mean motivation like, in general?
I'll just say broke. I'll use the, instead of financial unstable, I use the word broke. Like, why do you think most people is struggling financially and penny pinching all this shit?
Bro, do you really think, let's just be real, right? Do you really think everybody is meant to have money?
You mean, when you say that, do you mean like...
Like, some people meant to play their role.
Oh.
That's
facts,
though.
That's facts.
I believe it.
Like, mental, like, you, they ain't got the mindset, they ain't been through this, like,
they ain't got the courage.
Courage, they weren't born like, everybody's meant to play, everybody meant to play their role, and that's where they're going to be happy at in life. You know, like, that's where they're going to be the happiest. Like, you mm-hmm. can't take somebody that's not meant to be a boss and put them, you know, somewhere where they're supposed to, they might not even know how to handle that. And that's no offense. I love everybody on my team. I love them, but like I feel like they need somebody to lead them to the right direction, you know. And I'm that leader for them. I look out for them. I make sure they're making money. I make sure everybody's making money, and everybody's happy, you know. Mm. And it's a reason why I'm in that seat.
Yeah, see, everybody ain't meant to be a boss, and that's one thing I know. One of the biggest things the military taught me was, most people need somebody to lead them. That's 100% facts.
Yeah, and I'm not tech. Like I said, I love my squad, my team,
right.
Everybody that work with me, and I like that people. Nobody works for me. You work
with
me.
Yep.
They work with me. You know. And when they see this, they're going to be like, yeah, he always says that. Because that's literally how I feel. Like we are together. We are a team. We are a real team. Like, I don't, in my office right now, I just told you we got a new office last week. I don't even have an office right now in the present office that we, everybody else got offices but me.
But you.
Because I feel like we're a team.
That's leadership.
Yeah. I don't have in the small office that we have right now, we're transitioning. I don't have an office space. Mm. I just bounce around all day making sure everybody's cool. I sit on the couch, you know.
But you're there.
But you're there, though.
Accessible.
I'm there, and I'm making sure everybody's good. Mm. You know, I don't need an office for what? And that's how I make them. That's how I, you know, keep them in the game. Like, he not acting. You know, nobody don't want to have no boss that's a dick. Like, you know, that's running around thinking they the shit. You know, so I just, you know, I try to play like a team player.
What makes a good boss? I like the things you just said, so I want to. That's why I'm following up with that question.
Like I said, just being a team player. That's team what player. I think. Just. What makes a good boss? All right. Thinking outside the box, being a problem solver, how can we elevate more in this area? You know, cracking codes, which I love to do. Mm. like right now, like in my business, we don't even do the traditional wholesale shit no more. We've been stopped at. Like, that's how we go so crazy. I make the closest relationships with the biggest buyers in the nation. The biggest hedge fund buyers. The ones that are paying over retail value for houses.
Right.
Like, I make it my duty to rub elbows with them and make connections.
Make connections.
Yeah. Like, that's how we go so nuts.
Mm, okay, I see what you're saying. And I want to ask you this, and this question right here, like, kind of specifically to the guys, but girls gonna be able to take game for this too.
Yeah, your guys.
All right, this is a guy question right here. So, like I said, you making money, you successful, living in LA. I see you got the ice, and I know what comes with it. I know it comes. You know where I'm getting at. I know what comes with the lifestyle. It's so many different outside things, outside distractions. Distractions, you know what I mean by that. So, how as a man, how are you staying focused, living in a bright lights, bright city like LA, without letting all that shit, outside shit distract you?
I mean, my big mom gonna kill me.
Why you put him in this position?
No, I'm just saying. Literally, that's how, I mean, especially recently, that's how I stay locked in because of my son and her. Mm. For the most part, I done ran LA for years. Years. I ran LA since 2014, 2013, like, I had the Bentleys, I had the Aston Martins, I had the Ferraris early in 2014. On. So it really don't faze me too much. You know, I had it when I was 22 years old.
Right. So you've been around it for a while.
Yeah, so like me missing out on parties and shit like that, I could literally stay like tucked in LA for a little bit and just be cool, you know, and focus on my business because I've been there already.
Right.
You know, so that's how we about to distract. It's still distractions. We go out. I got all my friends, they go out all the time. Like, they always trying to drag me out, but they know I got other obligations.
Mm. So what advice would you give to somebody, this young person right now listening to this, they just starting getting some good money, and just you got used to the lifestyle. They ain't used to it. They got to just go through it,
and I still go through that shit. Like, I be spending like a motherfucker. I was just at the Finney store before I came.
I see you.
I'm like, should I drop $7,000 on this bag?
Did you do it?
I ain't do it. But I'm thinking about. See, I'm the type of person, like, especially if I want a piece, like, I got to lead a store and keep thinking about it. If I know I'm still thinking about it,
you go get it.
I'm gone. The next day. Yeah, I want that shit.
Yeah. Discipline is one of the hardest things to become when it comes to money, especially when you're getting it fast.
For real. Because
you can blow it. Man, you can blow that shit much faster than.
Honestly, bro, and look, it's crazy, right? And a lot of people might not agree with me. I told you I'm dropping heat this whole podcast.
Let's get it.
A lot of people need to go through certain shit in order to get right mentally. For me, it was getting locked up in the feds. Like, that was that breaking point. Mm-hmm. You know, because the feds is different from, like, regular jail.
County.
They gonna break your ass. Mm. They're gonna break you. Like another level.
For real?
Yeah. Like, so that was kind of like, and everybody is getting fast money out there. I mean, where are you gonna go? You either gonna get killed, or you gonna go to jail or the feds or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna get locked up. And some people need that. They need to be locked up, you know, to really snap into reality. Mm. Like, I need to go do some other shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, that's definitely gonna, people gonna be like, well, I need to go do some shit.
No, because it's funny, because one of my good homies, like, he's still out there, you know,
doing the same. Right.
And we was having the same conversation. I'm like, and he always paranoid, like the monkey on his back. You know, and that's what it feels like.
That's what come with it.
Yeah. Yep. So he like, man, I'm like, bro, you ain't gonna stop till they make your ass stop, and then you're gonna be cool.
Mm.
And he was like, for real? I'm like, that's what it's looking. I'm a logical thinker, bro.
Right.
Like, it ain't rocket science. You feel me?
You've seen it a million times. You think somebody be like, man, you didn't ran it up enough. You could just chill out now.
Chill.
But no.
Just a lifestyle.
And that's funny, because I was going to ask you, just for the people that may listen to this and they may know somebody, or they may be living that lifestyle themselves, like, well, I was going to ask you, what was your best piece of advice so they could see the light, so they could transition to the,
bro, the legitimate side? I think I posted something the other day. What did I say? I said, You don't have to. You literally, hustling illegally and legally takes the same amount of effort. It's just a different mindset set. You know, you just got to. It's a little bit harder push, and you just got to think outside of the box.
Right.
So you apply the same principles to the legal hustle and. You gone. Like, people used to tell me that all the time when I was a shorty. Like, I'm selling everything in high school, and we walking through the hallways. I'm selling car stereos. I done stole all types of shit. You know, I'm selling legal shit. I'm selling, you name it. And they like, boy, if you went that hard at some legal shit,
you would be a millionaire, a billionaire.
Crushing it.
And look at it. And they ain't lying to you. Look at you now.
That's, yeah. Yep,
that's crazy. Yeah. What you got, D? I know you want to say something.
I'd say my final question is, like, when it comes to, like, finding your hustle, because yours is real estate. You good at it. You mastered it. You killing it.
Honestly?
You don't think it's real estate?
Yeah, it is. But, like I got my hand in a bunch of things. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't like just being, what do they say? Seven strings of income.
Seven strings.
So I really live by that. Like, mm-hmm. Shout out to my homeboy, Chris. He actually, you know, he kind of helped me with that, like building my brand and stuff like that. And I think that's real important now. And that's a real key thing to, you know, getting into those other sources of income. Mm-hmm.
How much has brand building been beneficial to building that income?
Not even the income aspect. It's just like the networking aspect behind it.
Yeah.
Like it the networking just backfell on my actual business. Like shit that I like, just trying different things with different people. Like people like, try this, you know, that got similar companies as mine. And that shit just ended up exploding. It'd just be that one piece that you need in your business that you didn't even know this person, but y'all network because you got a brand.
Yep.
And he shared that information with you. Now that little one piece just blew your whole shit up.
Really? Don't sleep on networking.
No, real talk. So this my final question, I guess, for you. Like, so for the person that's listening to this, that they could be from Chicago like us, they could be from Cleveland like D, or anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, and they feel like they not where they supposed to be yet. They down and out. They ain't making that much progress. What's your best piece of advice for them to inspire them or they could take this piece and use that in their life to make progress right now, immediately?
I say just use that, all that pain, and stop caring about what people think, man. Like friends and the hood and, you know, family and shit like that. Stop caring about what they gonna think about you changing how you think about your life or how you want to live your life. I feel like that's the number one thing. Like, when I did that, like, everything changed for me. Mm. Like, stop giving caring. A fuck with. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just stopped caring about. And now everybody asks me, like, bro, come on, like, we got to do something.
But that's hard. I think that's hard to do for people. Because people naturally care about what others think about them. So to not give a fuck at all.
Especially that takes, people closest to you.
Yeah, people got to go through shit.
Fuck no more. I'm telling you, bro, like, I don't. People going to think whatever they want.
Anyway, right.
Yeah, so it's just like, I mean, like, why not do it in a way that is going to be beneficial?
And most of the people that got their opinions, they not who you strive to be. They not nowhere near where you strive to be. So why should you care anyway?
Exactly.
Exactly. That's the best way you can put it.
No, facts. How you going to take advice from somebody else that need advice?
They need $1,000 right now. And they got an opinion on you. They ain't even got nothing.
Right.
Oh, no, that's facts, bro. And I just want to say before we wrap up, bro, you all right, we got to do part two, man. I feel we got to do one that's an extended version. We're gonna make that happen soon because I know this is about to go crazy. But I want to say, me and D, we definitely appreciate you taking the time to come out here and chop it up with us. We really appreciate that. But before we let you go, plug all your stuff where people can follow you. If they want to become a mentee of yours, everything, you can plug it.
Yeah, I'm real simple. At Get to Millions, G-E-T, the number 2, and then Millions with an S on the end. I'm not really on YouTube like that. I'm strong on the gram, not YouTube. Twitter, no. TikTok, I don't do that yet.
You gotta get on TikTok, bro.
Yeah,
TikTok,
I know. I heard. I just got so much going on, man. I feel it. Just DM me, I love all my mentees. I put time into them, like. And they always going to be my mentees. So if you need help in real estate, if you're really trying to get into it, don't come with, look, I'm going to charge you a bag now.
Right. Because you're going to give them some real value.
Because I'm going to give it ain't like no, I'm going to give you a little outdated course, some shit that was going on like 10 years ago, like shit that don't even work no more.
Right.
Like I'm still in the field, like we really doing deals and we doing flips and we doing hotels and we doing wholesale deals. And we really utilizing big hedge funds across the U.S. And that's what's going on right now.
Hey, y'all hear that? If that's what y'all trying to do, y'all better tap in.
Yeah.
And D, what's your info before we wrap up?
And you can follow me on Instagram at Deanna Kent, Twitter Deanna S. Kent, and TikTok Deanna Kent.
And you can follow me on all those platforms as well at Xavier C. Miller. And you can follow the podcast, Man of Mindsets, everywhere. And that's
Cop
all we
got. Dead Keys to Podcasting Course.
As you know, that link in the bio as well. And this is all we got for y'all. Thank y'all for tuning to another episode of the Man of Mindsets podcast. Peace. I'll let y'all next episode. Peace.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouches. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.